is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
1 in 5 children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Thursday, and the week is winding down. We hope that your week is going really well. And if it's not, you can just take a moment, you can stop. And you can change that self-talk. You can change that negative self-talk. You can change what you're saying to yourself. You can change what you're allowing to enter into your mind space this morning. You know, so often we get our morning started
with so much negativity, so much information that is vying for our attention, that it just starts your day wrong. And so I'm going to challenge you this morning as you're driving to work, or if you're sitting at your computer, shake yourself loose like I had to do. Shake yourself loose and determine that today is the day that the Lord has made, and you will, I will, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And you know, last night before I went to bed, I was talking to young Deuce Christmas, and you might have heard me talk about gratitude. And you know, we read all of these articles, and we don't just read them, but much of what we read, if it's good stuff, we put it to use. We put it to use personally, we put it to use in our families. And I was talking to a mom the other day at baseball practice, and we were talking about kids, and we were talking about the changes that we see in our kids, and we were talking about gratitude. And I told her that I was sharing with myself and with all of you that gratitude is something that has to be taught. And maybe sometimes we as adults forget to be grateful as well. And so you might remember me telling you that we had Deuce, after reading an article by Sarah Brombronic and following much of her work, and we'll tell you who she is at some point in the show when we can book her. Been on Oprah many, many times, but she talks about gratitude. And so one of the things that I began to understand is that gratitude is a learned behavior. We look at our kids, especially as we're getting back ready for back to school, and the kids, the things that kids want and the things that kids need, and you know, we start getting nostalgic and remember what we didn't have as kids and how we seem to be grateful for what we did have. Well, long story short is this. We've got to begin to teach our kids gratitude, but when you start teaching your kids these things, you'll start to learn as well. And so last night, before we went to bed, I said to him, let me see your attitude, your gratitude journal. Is it up to date? And we started talking about just three things every single day that he could be grateful for. And I said, you know, they don't have to be grand things. They don't have to be over the top things. We just want you to look around your day, the things that happened, the life that you have lived, you've been blessed with this day, and find three things. And so let me tell you something, parents, it's a really great way to connect with your kids, because when they get to those tweens and teen states, ages, if you will, they stop being as interactive. They stop wanting to talk to their parents as much. And so this opens them up. And so I just wanted to encourage you, as we encourage ourselves this morning, that we all need to have an attitude of gratitude. And make no mistake about it, it is an attitude. You can just look around and find small things that you can be grateful for today. And you can just say, God, I thank you. You know, and one of the things that we're grateful for every single day is that we're able to wake up and we're able to do what we love. And you begin to talk to people that go to work who absolutely don't love what they do. But if you're one of those people and you say, you know, I'm not living my dream, Carlette, you're talking to a select few. This morning, like many mornings, we're going to talk about possibility. The possibility lies dormant in many people, but it's there. All it has to be is awakened. But I challenge you this morning, as you're traveling in, as you're getting your day started, if you've never really thought about it, look around your day and just make a mental note. But everybody that's come through the OPT lately has talked about writing it down. And I believe that, putting it before your eye gates, write those things down. And I challenge you to become more grateful. And when adults become more grateful, then we can use our gratitude as a teaching tool to help our kids to become more grateful. And one of the things that this parent and I were talking about, we were talking about how to connect with our kids. And so we had a situation with Deuce the other day, and we didn't get the right answers from him. And you know, kids will say all the time, especially if they're in trouble or you're disciplining them about something, they'll say, I don't know. I don't know, Mom. I don't know why I did that. I don't know, Dad. I don't know. So what we made him do was, okay, you don't know? Write about it. I was like, oh, no. Yeah. So you get out your pen and your pad, and you think about why you didn't do what you were supposed to do, and write us a paper about it, and let's talk about it. And that prevents the I don't know factor. So my point this morning here is this. We got to start engaging more. We've got to start engaging each other. We've got to start engaging our kids. But it has to start with us. It has to start with us having a right attitude. And when you have a right attitude, I promise you, it will be contagious. It will spread. All of those things that are haunting you and trying to, you know, that negative self-talk, all those things that are vying for your attention. When you just look at what you've been blessed with today, what you were blessed with yesterday, it will give you a sense of, I'm okay, you're okay. I'm going to be grateful for where I am, especially when you begin to look around yourself and look around the people that you're surrounded with. You have so much to be grateful for. And many times we don't count the cost. We don't count those things that we should be grateful for. And so that's just fruit for thought this morning. I hope it wakes you up. I hope it gives you a sense of purpose for your day. And I hope you start thinking, you know what? I can be grateful that I have a vehicle to get to work in. I can be grateful that I'm able to put gas in my vehicle to get to work. You know what? I am grateful that I do have a job. It may not be the job that I desire. It may not be my dream job. But guess what? It's the principle that when you are faithful over those things that you do have and you treat them like your dream job or your dream car, it's the principle. It absolutely works that those things that your heart desires, you will have. You know, I was cleaning the OPT Cruiser. DC cleans the outside and I clean the inside because, you know, I don't know if you know or not, but when we go fishing, we go in the cruiser. And so last weekend when we went fishing and we got back and, you know, it's real muddy because it had rained. And so we were coming back and cleaning up the boat and cleaning up the cruiser. And as I was cleaning the inside, I just started confessing how I would be a good steward over this cruiser, over this vehicle, and that I would treat it well. And I just heard that still small voice say that when you're faithful over those little things, and I can trust you with those things, then I'll make you ruler over those big things. I'll give you those really big things. So this morning as you're traveling in, focus on an attitude of gratitude. Y'all, we've got an incredible show this morning. You talk about great possibility. Well, this next story is the story of great possibility. You got to stay with us, though. Stay on point, and I'm going to tell you what we'll be talking about right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. And we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are in Rapides Parish to serve you, and you can phone them at 318-487-1881. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of service. I say it every morning, it doesn't matter if your vehicle is domestic or foreign. If you need vehicle repairs, especially ladies, you know, it's hard to find a company, a group, an organization that you can trust when you're taking your vehicle in, because most of us know very little about auto repair, but you can trust Daryl's Auto Service. And the number to phone is 318-443-5741. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. You might remember if you joined the OPT yesterday, we were talking about those school loans that they're making right now through August 15th. And it left a lot of people talking, a lot of people phoning, wanting information. Most of us are getting ready for back to school. And I tell you, every conversation that I have had with every mom is that target date of when kids are going to be going back to school. And for different parishes, it's different, but we've all agreed that the summers are being cut shorter, which means that we've got to get prepared quicker. Most of us are really looking at school uniforms. We're looking at school supplies, and the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is offering a loan, a very, very minimal interest loan that will provide for school supplies, school lunches, school uniforms, school shoes, everything that you need to get ready for back to school. So we want you to go to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union and check out the loan. They'll help you through the process. They'll help to take care of all of your needs. And let me give you the number that you can phone for more information. It's 318-473-4562, or you can go to their website by logging on to www.heartcu.org. Great group of people at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union ready to help you. also Davis One Stop. For convenience on Highway 71 North or South, right in the heart of Cheneyville, Davis One Stop. Also McDonald's of Alexandria. Well, you know, changing gears this morning, there's so much going on, and we're always, always looking for incredible stories to tell, incredible stories of possibility. And you guys know how I am about that word. I love, love, love the word possibility, because when one person gets through possibility, when they go through the journey, it really gives life to the next journey. It really tells us that anything is possible. And let me tell you just a little bit about what I'm talking about. We went back and we looked at some statistics while we were getting ready for this next story. And we looked at where Louisiana was ranked in obesity. Some studies say fourth, some say five. It's the highest in the country. The obesity level is the highest that it's ever been. And it says that shockingly, 63% of the state's adults, I'm talking about Louisiana, the state's adults are obese or overweight, with one third of children following in these footsteps. So when we talk about change, we've got to talk about change in adults so that our kids will have a fighting chance in the next generation. And the report went on to say that Louisiana gets an F, as we're talking about back to school, an F on the report card for obesity and overweight for grade school children. And so there is a real, real problem with obesity, not only in Louisiana, but in our country. And the number states that the prevalence in obesity is about 30% more, as it has increased in the last year. I mean, it's steadily on the incline. We're not seeing any changes. And it says during the past 20 years, there's been a dramatic increase in the United States, and the numbers remain high and they're growing. And if we don't stop just talking about it and start being about it, then we're going to see more. And we're seeing more young people, kids with diabetes, high blood pressure, and what they're calling adult, in which they are adult diseases. We're seeing more of our kids with these diseases. So not only do we have to talk about it, we've got to be about the change. And last week, we told you about Nyla Gibson and her incredible story of transformation. Nyla is from Alexandria, but she lives in Houston. And when we read about her story and we researched her story, these are the words that came to mind about Nyla for me. It was one of possibility, DC. It was one of courage. It was one of restoration, tenacity, and hope. And those are the words that resonated in my mind when we started looking at Nyla's story. And we just said, you know what? This is incredible. We've got to bring Nyla's story. For all of those who did not see her story on ABC's Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition, we had to bring it to the OPT because, not only because it was an incredible story, but because we knew and we know that it is going to encourage a lot of people this morning that are going to say, every Monday they start a diet, and by Wednesday they're starting again next Monday. And it's a vicious cycle that never seems to end. But Nyla, as we watched her journey, I think it gave hope. And it showed what you can do when you're tenacious. Despite all of the inner workings, the emotions, the challenges that we have, Nyla spoke to possibility. And so every story that we see featured on the news, wherever it is, we like to try to bring those stories because we consider that we are a network of connections, of connecting people, ideas, thoughts, challenges, great, great gifts and talents. We connect one to another, and that's how we grow, and that's how we grow our minds. And so every morning that you turn to the OPT Network, we hope that you're growing in your thinking. We hope that you're getting better, silently getting better. But you know what? It will avail nothing if you don't make the changes, if you don't change your mind. And when you change your mind, change your action. So that's what it's about, and that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about Nyla Gibson's story. Many of you know her. She grew up right here in Alexandria. She's got an incredible, incredible story. And you know what? We can't wait for you to hear it. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to Nyla. And I'm going to tell you about, well, I'm going to let her tell you about her incredible, incredible journey. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't even have even imagined.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. Now, before we went to break, you remember I told you that we were going to introduce you to Nyla Gibson. Well, she's a native Alexandrian, and at the time she was 27 years old and weighed a whopping 435 pounds. Well, Nyla knew that she needed to change the way that she ate and the way that she lived. She was the youngest of two girls, and Nyla was raised living a lifestyle that we all know. It's surrounded by food, fun, good food, good fun, good cooking. And so she knew that she needed to make a change. Not only was Nyla an accomplisher, she graduated from Alexandria Senior High in 2001. She went on to LSU in Baton Rouge, where she earned a bachelor's degree and then an MBA in business administration. So she's very accomplished. But that wasn't enough. Next, she decided that she would take the journey to Extreme Makeover, the weight loss edition. We want to welcome Nyla to the OPT this morning. Nyla, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Nyla, first of all, I want to talk about, before we even get to the 435 pounds, I want to talk about the thought, the courage, and the chutzpah to write your letter to Extreme Makeovers. Let's talk about that.
Right. Originally, actually, it never crossed my mind. Never crossed my mind to reach out for help. I thought, you know, when I'm ready or when I want to, you know, I can lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried, and I never could seem to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried again, and I couldn't get it right. And then I tried again, and I couldn't get it right. And so I kind of started to just accept it. Well, you know, maybe I'm just meant to be a big girl because I can't seem to lose this weight.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine actually brought up, Manala, you know, you should apply to be on a weight loss show. We could do it together. And I mean, I laughed.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you are clearly out of your mind.
Why was that so funny?
Because it's so not me. I'm a people person. I'm not a public person.
Mm-hmm.
I do not put my personal business out there for people to know, much less national TV. You want me to stand on television in my underwear on purpose?
Girl, wait a minute. Let's talk about that before you go any further. I was like, now, you know, sisters just, I mean, panties and bra?
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, when I tell you, like, you have to put your pride aside, honey, I couldn't even tell you where my pride was for that year. It was so far gone, I couldn't even see it anymore. Wow. I had to let go of it.
And so you write the letter. And what are you thinking as you're writing the letter, knowing that they get literally thousands of letters just like yours every day?
My honest to God truth in writing this letter, I did not believe that I was going to get on the show. My thought process behind it was, well, Nyla, if you are willing to write a letter,
mm-hmm,
and expose yourself and expose your, you know, vulnerability,
mm-hmm,
which is something I wasn't willing to do prior.
Mm-hmm.
If I was willing to do that to people I did not know, to someone like Chris that I did not know,
mm-hmm,
it showed me that I was at a place that I was willing to deal with my issues. If I was willing to be open, which is something that I hadn't been before, then it meant that I was ready to really face it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, if I can do this,
mm-hmm,
it's not about making the show. It's about saying, okay, I'm willing to do something that I've not done before So therefore, I would maybe go somewhere that I haven't been before. And little did I know, you know, what would come of it. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be honest, and I wanted to be open, and I wanted to be very exposed. And that's something I wasn't before. And, you know, it worked.
So Nyla, when you talk about being exposed and you mm-hmm. start writing the letter, do you start the exposure at that point?
You know, it took a while for me to actually sit down and write the letter because I'm such an analytical person and I will overthink something mm-hmm. so much. I dissected this so much that I didn't even know what it was anymore. Like, I had cut this into little bitty pieces. And so finally, I was just like, do something. Like, make a move. Don't just continue to sit here and think because mm-hmm. I'm not actually getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And so you finally send the letter.
Yes.
And then what happens?
I sent the letter, and I was like, okay, I'm done. I did it. Whew. Okay, big step for me. Leap of faith. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to call, but I know that I'm ready to do it.
Right.
On my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking that was my big accomplishment.
Okay.
And I was actually happy with that. I was happy with my accomplishment, and I was happy to leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I started receiving phone calls saying, you know, we received your letter. We would like for you to send us some information.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm sorry, what? It just seemed like a dream. It seemed surreal.
And then so you start, when at that moment, when you actually leave Houston, because that's where you're living at now, and
yes.
and you make that somewhat of that commitment that you do want your life to be different, is there a moment, Nyla, when you think, you know, what is that moment where you think, I've just gotten too big? You know, because sometimes do you lose sight of how much weight you've really gained?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is not sometimes you lose sight. It is over time you lose sight. It's not to say that I didn't know I was big.
Uh-huh.
But even looking back at the camera, I was like, did I look like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, I know how I felt on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was a friendly person. I was jovial. And those are the things that I chose to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I just didn't feel like I looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead.
It was a series of things, you know, and it turned out to be, I realized, you know, more often than not, I found that I was just living a life of limitations.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much that I couldn't do or so many things I didn't want to do because of my size.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, I'm not even getting the chance to really enjoy my 20s because I don't want to do stuff because I'm either tired or I don't know if I'm going to be feeling awkward if I'm go somewhere, if I sit down, am I going to fit in the booth? Am I going to fit in the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Things that people take for granted. I used to hardly ever wear tennis shoes because it was too hard to tie shoes. I would get lightheaded.
Wow. And so at that moment, Nyla, when you step on that scale and the people Ooh. Who watched it, I mean, I felt the pain, but I don't think that we could really feel the depth of what those numbers meant. Can you, looking back in retrospect, can you take us back to that moment?
Well, you know, first off, you know, being outside, it is very hard to find scales.
Mm-hmm.
Even at some doctor's offices that go over 400, a lot of them stop at like 330, not even 350, some of them,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, you know, having to wait outside, you know, I just felt like, why did I let it come to this?
Hmm.
You know, it was just a realization for me. And I didn't think I was small, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
but when you see 435 pounds being that young and being a female, we're supposed to be cute, dainty creatures, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. You know, that's a high weight even for a man.
Right.
So I just stood there and all of this was hitting me at once. And I remember thinking, my gosh, how am I supposed to even lose the amount of weight that I need to lose? It's so much. I felt like I was at the bottom of Mount Everest, and I needed to go up and over the mountain, but I couldn't even see the top.
Wow. Let's take a quick break here, Nyla.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. Stay on point for more of Nyla Gibson's riveting but triumphant story. We'll be back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a Med-Surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Hey, everybody. You're on point. And if you're just joining us, we're joined by Nyla Gibson. Her story is one that I call possibility. It's courageous. It's a story of restoration, tenacity, and hope. Nyla, welcome back to the OPT.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. So now you got it. You're 435 pounds. Now you get to work. You've got a trainer, an interventionist, but you still have to do the work. Let's talk about getting to work, losing the weight. Does it seem like an impossibility, though, once you really come to terms with, okay, I really need to lose probably about 300 pounds?
It actually seemed more impossible at that point than ever because I had finally let go of any denial that I had that I could be where I was. I needed to accept this is where I'm at. I can't be here. I can't stay here, and so I need to go to a different place. But I was so far from it, it seemed like I want to believe that I can get there. But if I was just going to be 100% honest with myself, I didn't really see how it was going to happen.
And so then you have Chris that's there, that's in immaculate physical condition, that is not only there to condition your physical, but to condition your mental. And you say you came to terms with that, but I mean, all in such a, what seems like a minute amount of time, you get to work. And so what does that feel like? Because you probably, had you exercised even, you know, in the last, I mean, really exercised? What does getting to work feel like for your body?
It is a shock to the system. I mean, a shock in the truest sense of the word. Because, you know, at that size, clearly I was not exercising, because if I was, I wouldn't have been that large. So my, you know, activity level was like low, next to none.
Mm-hmm.
And to go to that, to exercising hours and hours a day, you know, this is intense. This is not you exercise for an hour and go you. No, you exercise for, you know, 4 hours a day.
Wow.
That's a lot. And, you know, if you do that one day, you would think, oh, okay, great. I made it through the day. Good. You have to wake up and do it again the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then do it again the next day and the next. It takes a toll. And mentally, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. And
when your body is hurting and your body is saying stop.
Right. And so what we see from watching the journey is we see your flesh begin to just get downright indignant.
Yes.
Because your flesh wants all of those things that you were eating. You know, how do you get your, because you were really having some challenges there getting your flesh in check. Talk about the mind, the mindset of that.
I think, you know, the thing about it is I'm a very honest person.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see is what you get. And I think that, you know, I thought America deserved the truth.
Mm.
So many times you see people on show and uh-huh. they lose so much weight and you think, they did it, I can do it.
Right.
She said she could do it and she just did it. There is no magic. There is no magic ingredient. There is no secret.
Hmm.
And people need to know that. So people need to understand you're going to have days just like I had.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get past those days? Was it the help of Chris, or was it largely digging down into yourself and into your soul?
Chris was very knowledgeable, but even Chris will say, Nyla, I can't do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be me. All he could do is say, go left. He can't make me turn left. He can't make me take those steps. He can't actually make me physically move. He can't make me eat the right thing.
Right. And one
it
of the
has
things
to be me.
And one of the things that he talked about, Nyla, was being comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that many, many, many people mm-hmm. struggle with that. Let's talk about being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
It is a very catchy phrase. It is, but it's so true, and it is so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It is so difficult. And to step outside of your comfort zone and stay there,
mm-hmm.
most people aren't even willing to get out of their comfort zone, much less stay there for an extended period of time. Because honestly, I was a fish out of water. I was totally out of my element. And because I was so open and so honest and vulnerable, my emotions mm-hmm. were right on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I don't argue with people. Most people that know me know that I'm incredibly friendly. I'm really jokey. I'm usually the jokester of the group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the argumentative person. But when I'm already frustrated with myself, I'm frustrated with my situation, I'm on these emotions that I've been burying under food, I don't have my coping mechanism anymore. That's been taken away from me.
Mm-hmm.
All that was coming to the surface.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I found was incredibly, incredibly poignant was the whole idea of self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to talk to those people, because it was a lot of what you were eating, but as I watched it, read about it, I realized it was what was eating you, as much as what you were eating.
Right. Contrary to popular belief, you know, I wasn't just eating horribly all the time.
Right.
By no means. it was those times when I was feeling extremely stressed that I would be like, I have to get at least something.
Mm-hmm.
And little things make a difference. I think a lot of times people think, I'm just going to do a little something here and a little something there and a little something there. Those little things add up.
Right.
You know, it may not, you know, make everything, but little things make a difference. And so those are the things that I was doing. And I was like, oh, I don't understand why things aren't going the way I want them to go, because I was putting forth a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
But there was so much emotion that I was feeling overwhelmed.
So let me ask you this, Nyla, as we watch mm-hmm. the journey and you come to terms with what so many girls and women, young and old, are dealing with, and that was not knowing your father,
mm-hmm.
or in some cases, knowing their father, but never having been validated by their
right.
father. At what point have you always known that that was a driving force and that that was a painful source of contention in your life? Have you always known that?
No, actually, growing up, I thought I was fine. Actually, I thought I was okay. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought I was okay with it. I had a mentality that, you know, you can't miss what you never had.
Wow.
And that was not true. And I didn't realize the extent to which it affected my behavior and it affected some of the decisions that I made in my life until I really got into this process. Now, prior to me starting, when I decided to write the letter and everything,
mm-hmm.
when I started to open up to myself, because you have to open up to yourself before you can be open and honest with anyone else.
That's right.
It starts with you. And so when I started kind of being more honest with myself and started my own journey of self-discovery,
mm-hmm.
I was realizing then that, you know, while this is a bigger issue for me than I thought.
Hmm. Let's take a
And so I need to find a way to deal with this.
Let's take a quick break here.
Because it's still affecting me.
Let's mm-hmm. let's take a break here, Nyla. I want you to hold that thought, because this is something that I want every woman that has never been validated by that dad that needed that validation. I want us to open up a bigger picture of how to come into acceptance.
Yes.
And how to move by it. How to, what T.D. Jakes said when he was on the show, how to let it go.
You have to, yes.
Let's take a break here. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength.
and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but now I'm not.
Welcome back, everybody. And that's just what we're talking about, the power of breaking the shame. We're joined by Nyla Gibson. She was on Extreme Makeover Weight Loss, and it is an incredible story of a woman starting at 435 pounds and losing an incredible amount of weight. But before we talk about the weight loss, and as I meditated and we got ready for this conversation, Nyla, you gotta dig down into, again, not so much what you're eating, but what's eating you. And we talked about those daddy issues. As we watched the journey, I couldn't help but to wonder if you didn't have some sort of feelings of anger with mom that were never really talked about. I want you to talk about the real side of the whole issue.
Right. As a child, I wasn't angry with my mom, because you just accept whatever your situation is. You don't know anything else. I actually became hyper attached to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I was like her little shadow. And this was before cell phones. And so I really wanted to know where she was all the time. So if she went to work, I was going to call her at work.
Wow.
If she went to the church, I was calling her at the church. If she went to her friend's house, I was going to call her at her friend's house. And it was just a given. As I got a little older, I started to kind of wonder, like, well, what really happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and why was there no effort made? Why didn't she ever make an effort to find him? Or, you know, kind of like, I just kept wondering, like, something's missing here. Like, this is not the norm. This is not right.
Right. And so as a child, Nyla, and when you get older and you start asking those questions, maybe those questions to yourself, do you ever ask your mom, what is the deal? What is the real deal? Because see, it's like, it's almost like the motif of those family secrets that everybody sort of knows, but nobody really talks about it. Do you ever just say,
no.
Mom, what's
the
deal?
No, it was never a serious topic of conversation, ever. My mother and my sister, who, I mean, I love, they have been my rock and my support.
No
they
doubt.
They did not know. Mm-hmm. My feelings regarding my father until we started taping the show.
Come on.
My sister said, she said, now, I didn't know that you were feeling this way, because a pretty confident person, and I just walk around living my life, and I just try to make the best of whatever situation that I'm in. So I thought, you know, why dwell on the negative things? Focus on the positive. But if this negative aspect is such a major driving force in my life, I need to focus on it in order to get past it.
But when did you feel, when did you really find, because see, as you're saying that, I'm telling you, I literally feel in the atmosphere so many women that are saying just what you said. I just didn't focus on it. You can't miss what you didn't have. So at what point, I mean, after you're going through all this, when do you have that aha moment that dad missing from my life was a very big piece of the puzzle of who I am? When does that moment?
Honest, there was no one moment. It was an accumulation of things. And it was finally me allowing myself to accept what was already there. So often, the things that we need, we already have or we already know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about whether or not we are fully willing to acknowledge and accept it.
Wow. What is that?
And I just was accepting it a little piece at a time, and finally it all came together.
Wow. And then so when you get that moment in the show where Chris says, you know, I've found your dad, and then there's that manila envelope. Take us through that point.
I sat there, and when he said, I found your dad, I don't really remember if he said anything after that, because all I could hear was my heart beating in my ears.
Mm. Wow.
You know, it may just look like an envelope the world or to whatever, but to me it was like, this is not a piece of paper.
Right.
That's not what this means to me. This is 28 years worth of stuff. This is my life.
Right.
And I don't know what's in it, but I know what's in me.
Mm.
And there is so much emotion attached to this. Am I ready to deal with this? I thought, my goodness, I'm trying to do something different for myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to change my life. And what if opening this completely derails that?
Wow. But the real truth, is that in that really all connected.
Yes, it all was interconnected, which I knew. But because it was interconnected, I didn't know whether it would have a positive effect or a negative effect, because I knew that it would have some effect.
Right. And so when, at that moment, when you, before you do decide to open the envelope, is there a time where you call mom and you call sis and you say, hey, look, this is the deal. What do you guys think?
Yes, I did. I gave the envelope back to Chris, actually, originally. I gave it back to him, and I told him, I said, I need some time to process this, because this is a big deal. This is a major deal, and I don't want to go into something like this haphazardly. And so I called my mother, I called my sister, and I said, as a family, what do you think that I should do? Because this doesn't affect just me.
Right.
It affects us.
Right. And they say what at that moment? Because let me just say this, in all fairness to your mom, I can only imagine that she had a lot of hurt, a lot of tears, a lot of pain over the 27 years that were your life.
Yes. And you know, and my mother was a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say single, I mean single.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it by herself.
Yes.
No child support. And I commend her for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted her to think that me trying to find my father was any way saying you didn't do a good job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what is that conversation like with mom, especially at that moment? What does she say?
Well, I told my mom about it, and I'm all upset, and I don't know what to do. My mom is like a cool cucumber. She's pretty much the same tone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what, baby? Open the envelope.
Amazing.
And I was like, but what about this? And what about that? She said, Nyla, I'm fine.
Mm.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to know you know, and if this is your way to find out,
mm-hmm.
she said, open it. And she said, and we will take it from there. We as a family will take it from there. And my sister was like, girl, I got your back.
I got your back. And so when you actually open the envelope and you look through all the papers and you read the letters, and then you get to that moment where you realize that your dad has committed suicide. I mean, my heart, I know America's heart sank. What were you feeling at that moment?
It, just opening the envelope and reading through everything, honestly, it was like an out-of-body experience. It was as if I was sitting beside myself while mm-hmm. it was happening.
Wow.
And it was so many emotions. It was, there was hope, and then there was anger, then there was frustration, you know, resentment for being abandoned, confusion with, you know, why the situation was what it was, and mm-hmm. then, you know, the love, because this is my father, these are my family members. I felt confused. I was like, I don't know what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw that he had passed, because I saw that he passed first. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about the suicide. I saw uh-huh. that he passed first. It was not only the death of my father, but the death of the dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My dream mm-hmm. to meet him. Mm-hmm. I didn't have grandiose ideas that we would, you know, hold hands in the field and skip through the lilies.
Girl, you're a mess.
I'm a realist.
Oh, Lord, that's keeping it real at its best.
But I wasn't expecting these grandiose things. Like, he didn't have to be Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted him to acknowledge me. That's all I wanted, was some acknowledgement.
Wow.
And so when I saw that he passed, it was the death of a dream. Like, that will never happen now. When I saw that he committed suicide, I thought, my God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To be dead is bad enough, but to die that way,
right?
Self-inflicted.
And then there's all sort of other questions about, why did you do that?
Yes, and then it's a whole upset. Why would you do that? Why would you take another dream from me? Like, you chose to not be around, so you took that from me. Then you had the nerve to take yourself from me.
Right.
How dare you?
Yeah. And so at that moment, and I keep saying at that moment, because for me, it was riveting. Every step of the way for me, I felt living this out with you. I felt like each part of the journey was like a moment. And then when you met your dad's family, I was wondering, your family,
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, did you get a sense for who your dad was? Were you able to feel the spirit of your dad through his family?
You know, I was. And I'll say that, you know, going into that situation, to say that I was nervous would be putting it mildly.
Hmm.
My stomach, and I do not have a weak stomach, my stomach was in knots.
Wow.
Because I thought, you know, this is so much. And I remember thinking, I'm just trying to lose weight.
And then you're having to experience all of this, not just in front of a few people, but in front of America.
Yes, in front of America. Judgmental America, yes.
Oh.
I thought, my goodness. But, you know, I honestly felt that I was very hesitant to let the show even film all of this
uh-huh.
because it was so personal.
Mm-hmm.
This was not something that was made for TV. This was not the plan. This was not how it was supposed to go.
Right.
This is just kind of the turn that my journey took. And they're not allowed to film everything. You have to give permission.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I said, Nyla, you know what? I'm not the only person dealing with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are a lot of people that don't have their fathers around. How people deal with it
mm-hmm.
is different. But
right.
I know that I'm not the only person processing it this way. And so because of that, you know, if I'm going to go through it, I would like for somebody else to benefit from it other than me as well.
Wow. And you know what? That's one of the things, one of the adjectives that I said, you know, as I was thinking of you, Nyla, and thinking of your story, how courageous you are and how courageous Miss Flo is your mom and your sister, because it took a lot, I'm sure, as a family, yes, collectively, to be so transparent. Not only all the folks in Alexandria that were going to be watching and that would say, oh, I didn't, you know how people, yes, yes, how people do, but people, yes, people in America, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we came to terms with, you know what? People are going to think what they want to think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is important. This is something I learned. People will feel how they feel. You have to make sure that you're good. You have to make sure that you are living your best life. At the end of the day, you are responsible for your own health and your own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are living your life because you are worried that someone else may not like how you feel about something and it's affecting you, you better address it. They don't live your life.
Absolutely. And so with all of this said, and you've gone through this and you've literally, mm-hmm, literally bore your soul.
Yeah.
Not only to America, but really to the world. I just wondered, you know, going through all of this so publicly, how, after it was all said and done, how you'd go back to a life of normalcy and change those behaviors that caused you to gain the weight of 435 pounds, how you, because you're such a young woman, you,
yeah,
know, and how you processed all of this, even before, during, and after, and how you go back and stay on this regimen, stay on this journey, because you still have some work to do.
Yes, I do. You know, I think the unique thing about my process and with this show, we don't go off anywhere. We're not held up, mm-hmm, at a house away from everything where you can't make bad decisions. I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
I still had my car. There was nothing stopping me from going to any restaurant I wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, the whole process, I was having to change my habit.
Right.
And learn how to do it in my environment. Learn how to go out with my friends and say, okay, they're ordering a cheeseburger. Well, I'm okay to get the salad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a process. I don't want people to think that there is a one moment where you say, boom, I'm good, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
No. You learn along the way, and it is a learning process, and you have to figure out what works for you. You can't do what Susie Q did next door.
Right.
That works for Susie. You have to find what works for you, and I promise you, it is trial and error. There were sometimes I thought, oh, I'm good. I can do this, that, and the other, and I went and tried it, and tremendous failure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, oh, that doesn't work.
And so let me ask you this, because I know a lot of people are probably thinking this without even knowing that they're thinking it, because each of us has a certain relationship with food. And one of the things, mm-hmm, that you said, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any dope or any of those, you know, those things, those habits that you can have, but I eat. And so, yeah, how have you begun to change your relationship with food and the way that you feel and think about food?
If anyone has ever had an addiction, and, mm-hmm, my addiction was food, and it was obvious that it was food because I was that large. Everyone has an addiction to something.
Right.
To some degree.
Mm-hmm.
With any addiction, I think it's important to start with yourself. If you figure out your relationship with yourself and what your own triggers are,
mm-hmm,
then you can address your relationship to whatever addiction you're dealing with.
And so, go ahead.
And so for me, I had to figure out, okay, what is it that you're not doing that's causing you to want to go eat?
Mm-hmm.
And it was not dealing with my emotion. So if I would have an emotion, I would push it down and basically, you know, smother it under food. So what would happen now is if I was having an emotion, which is why Chris and I argue so much, if I was having an emotion,
mm-hmm,
it came out. Because,
mm-hmm,
if I kept it inside, mm-hmm, I was going to go eat.
Right, right. Because you didn't have food anymore, really.
Where I didn't have that coping mechanism, so it was just like, everything was coming out. So now, over time, I've learned how to just manage my emotions and talk to myself, and I call it damage control. If I'm having a bad day, I will be like, okay, Nyla, damage control. Wait,
mm-hmm,
a minute.
Mm-hmm. So what it sounds like, Nyla, is that you figured out finally that food was just a symptom of the real problem.
Oh, yes. I knew coming into it that it was my coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that it wasn't the cause.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to really heal yourself, you have to get to the root. You got to get down to the nitty gritty
mm-hmm.
and figure out what's causing you
mm-hmm.
to have this problem.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, and for me, it was my emotions. It wasn't just my dad. It was just emotions in general. But that was such a big one.
Mm-hmm. And so, Nyla, all told, how mm-hmm. much weight did you come? How much lighter did you become at the end of the journey?
I lost 157 pounds.
157 pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
You know
yes,
what? Ma'am. 157 pounds, but that's a whole person, Nyla. But I felt
yes.
during the journey that you lost so much more than that. But you gained, you lost that, but you really gained yourself.
And that's what's important. You know, I coming into this process, I said, what I called it, I said, I'm about to spring clean.
I'm about to spring clean. Wow.
And if anyone has ever seriously done spring cleaning, everyone knows it gets worse before it gets better. Because you have to move things. You have to take the couch off the wall and get to all the nooks and crannies and dust little mites that you never really just get to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to move. Everything is out of order. It looks to be like, what are you doing? You're making your house worse.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted to get down into it. Once you get off into all those nooks and crannies and you start placing things back, and it does take time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to invest that time, and you have to be willing to still function and operate in what feels and looks like dysfunction.
Hmm. You had such words of wisdom, Nyla, for all the people, not only in Alexandria, Central Louisiana, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, and all those people listening around the world. What is the most important thing that you'd like to leave our listeners with about your journey, but about the journey that many need to take?
Well, I think it's important, a few things. One, it is just that it is your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Take ownership of it and find what it is for you. And what it is for you is not going to be what it is for someone else. And I think that's so important. People think that there is this cookie cutter template that you follow and that you know that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not anything that you're going to be able to maintain. What is it for you? Define that. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Also understand that perfection is not going to occur.
Hmm.
You are not a perfect person. Your situation is not going to be perfect. You are not going to have perfect weeks, days, or anything. Don't expect that. In the same respect, that does not mean give yourself get out of jail free cards to just do whatever.
Right.
But don't expect perfection. You're going to have a day where you mess up. That's fine. Just don't make it 2 days in a row.
Right. So, Nyla, you know? what is your goal right now for yourself? Do you have one?
Of course. And it was the same goal I came into this with. To be better.
Wow. Nyla, I just want to thank you on behalf of Team OPT for spending the very best part of your morning with us. You have been nothing short of phenomenal.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
You know what? I said to you during the break, and I'll say it to our listeners, and to your mom, Miss Flo, out there listening, and your sister, Miss Flo Gibson, and your family. We say thank you for allowing us and facilitating this opportunity. But I want to just say to your mom that she is an incredible woman and that she should be more than proud of you. But I believe that God is going to use your story and your journey to invoke courage, tenacity, and hope, and even restoration, Nyla, in the masses. And this is just the beginning. May God continue to bless you and to bless you on your journey.
Thank you. Thank you. And I really do hope that my story and my journey can benefit others.
Oh.
Because we all are trying to get somewhere. And if I can help, that would be totally amazing.
Absolutely. You are blessed, and you're going to go out and you're going to bless the masses. Nyla, thank you again.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
for the night. Understand that's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but yeah, I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left, yeah. My son, father doing is absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock this joint all day long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yes. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT. We just want to again thank Miss Nyla Gibson. Does she absolutely rock or what?
Absolutely.
And you know who else we want to thank? We want to thank Gene Williams.
Gene,
thank you. And Miss Flo Gibson, thank you.
Absolutely. Miss Flo Gibson definitely made this all happen. She put it all together, and we would just like to say a big shout out and a big up and big thank you to Miss Flo.
Absolutely. It's an incredible story, and I don't know about you, but, you know, we did want to talk about the weight loss because it's so significant, starting at 435 pounds. But as we read about and looked at Nyla's story, we looked at the journey, because the journey, I'm going to keep saying it, y'all, it gives life to the next journey. Every journey begins with the first step. We hope, we know the phone lines are lighting up. DC's getting texts and emails. Thank you all for being such great listeners. We know that Nyla's story is going to give birth to your story and to the next story and to the next. But what I love most and what I was drawn to most about Nyla's story is her openness and her honesty. And I don't want to preach this morning, and I'm not going to, but this is a word for all those women and young girls, young women, who have not been validated by your dad. You can still be all that God has called you to be, but the first thing that you have to do, and Nyla said it, and we say it here all the time, you can't conquer what you won't confront. And that means confronting the hurts, dealing with it, and getting down to business. I'm going to tell you, if you can't feel Nyla's incredible courage, her tenacity, her possibilities being endless all over the place, then your heart hasn't started pumping this morning, because she speaks to possibility. And she talks about the journey. She's still on the journey. We're going to have her back. We're going to update her story. And you know what? This is another connection. Another connection, another dot added to the OPT network. Incredible. I want to thank our great producer, David Christmas, who does an incredible job at making stories like these come to life for all of us. If you've got a great story, go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. And as soon as we can get with our web editor, we're going to have Nyla's photos up on our website so that you can look and just partake in her incredible journey. We want to hear your story. We want to share your stories. That's what we do. Our mission every day is to send you to work feeling empowered. But you gotta release, let it in, take some action. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And use Nyla as your inspiration. Be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Guess what? Tomorrow's Friday. But first, celebrate Thursday and have a great day. We'll see you right back here on Point tomorrow.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation